The Sirens of Baghdad. Yasmina Khadra. Night veils Beirut's face again. If the tumulus of the evening haven't awakened her, that just proves she's sleepwalking. According to ancestral tradition, a somnambulist is not to be interfered with, not even when he's headed for disaster. I'd imagined a different Beirut, Arab and proud of it. I was wrong. It's just an indeterminate city, closer to its fantasies than to its history. A fickle sham as disappointing as a joke. Maybe its obstinate efforts to resemble the cities of its enemies have caused its patron saints to disown it, and that's why it's exposed to the traumas of war and the dangers of every tomorrow. It's lived through a life-size nightmare, but to what end? The more I observe the place, the less I get it. It's so trifling. It seems insolent. Its affected heirs are nothing but a con. Its alleged charisma doesn't jibe with its qualms. It's like a silk cloth over an ugly stain. I arrived here 3 weeks ago, more than a year after the assassination of the former Prime Minister, Rafiq Hariri. I could feel the city's bad faith as soon as the taxi deposited me on the sidewalk. Beirut's mourning is only a facade. Its memory a rusted sieve, I abhorred it at first sight. In the mornings, when its souk-like din begins again, I'm overcome with silent loathing. In the evenings, when the party animals show off their gleaming high-powered cars and crank up their stereos to full blast, the same anger rises inside me. What are they trying to prove? That they're still having a great time despite the odd assassination? That there may be some rough patches, but life goes on? This circus of theirs makes no sense. I'm a Bedouin, born in Kafir Karam, a village lost in the sands of the Iraqi desert, a place so discreet that it often dissolves in mirages, only to emerge at sunset. Big cities have always filled me with deep distrust, but Beirut's double dealing makes my head spin. Here, the more you think you've put your finger on something, the less certain you can be of what exactly it is. Beirut's a slapdash affair. Its martyrdom is phony. Its tears are crocodile tears. I hate it with all my heart for its gutless, illogical pride, for the way it falls between two stools, sometimes Arab, sometimes Western, depending on the payoffs involved. What it sanctifies by day, it renounces at night. What it demands in the public square, it shuns on the beach. And it hurtles towards its ruin like an embittered runaway who thinks he'll find elsewhere the thing that's lying within reach of his hand. You should go out. Stretch your legs. Clear your head.